Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, a very pissed off Joanne Barton, but I'm Joanne Barton. If you guys were listening last night and tried to call in last night to get your free psychic reading from the phenomenal, amazing psychic medium, Michelle Palmieri, we had a connectivity issue with our platform, Blog Talk Radio. I will call you out because I'm that pissed, okay? So, folks, we apologize for anyone who called in last night, anyone who was listening, and specifically our guest tonight, Michelle Palmieri. But before we go on, let me just say real quick, thank you to Chris James from the Flying Burritos for joining me last week. We had a great time. He will be back. He's got a new album out, and we are definitely going to have him back. So we are going to make that happen, but let's start the show. We've got people waiting in the wings here for like 15 minutes, so I hate to make them wait any longer. So let's welcome to the show, everybody, your favorite, the one you love, not me. I know. Michelle Palmieri, psychic medium. Michelle, welcome back.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good, good, good. How was your day?
It's nice to be back.
Yes, and I apologize for last night. I am terribly sorry.
Well, that's not your fault. We know that.
I can't even tell you how livid I was. I'm surprised they didn't come at me with the police today with what I wrote yesterday. I mean, I literally had threats.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Watch out. Joanne's mad.
I know. Well, is there anything you want to get started with, or should we just jump right into the calls? The phone is just lighting
up.
Well,
I'm ready to get started if you want to.
Okay, so I'm gonna take our
people waiting. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the first call, and then I'm gonna get her name, and then I'm gonna mute myself and turn off this heater because it's making too much noise in the background. I can't hear you very well, and I'm sorry about that. I've got company tonight.
Okay.
No. My chubby little friend, my dog, is joining me tonight, so I put the heat on for him. I don't care. I don't need the heat. But anyway, let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Let's see. This is a 703 area code. That was the first one I said I'd take. Yep. Let's see. Let's see who we got on the line. Hang on. Hi. Welcome to the Applause Radio Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andrea from Virginia.
Whoa, all the way from VA, Andrea from Virginia. Okay, I'm gonna mute myself and you guys go. Hey, guys, there you go. I'm going to hold on, okay? Thanks.
Okay. Hey, Andrea, how are you, hon?
I'm doing good. Just got back from a birthday cruise, so I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, nice. Where did you go?
The Caribbean, Jamaica, Cozumel,
ooh,
and Mexico.
Nice.
I did that route a few years ago, so it was really cool.
Yeah.
So what can I help you with tonight?
Right before I left on my trip, I was chatting with this guy online, and then we were texting like all night. We were just communicating all night. And he said, I'll talk to you tomorrow. That was 2 weeks ago, and he deleted me off the app, and when I do call now, it goes to voicemail. So I don't know, and he literally lives like 5 minutes from my house, so I don't know, whatever you pick up, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, so unfortunately that seems to happen a lot, right?
Yeah.
And this was, so you talked right up until you went on your cruise.
To my trip, yeah, we talked all night Thursday, and I left Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep hearing afraid, scared. So I feel like something scared him, something made him nervous. And I know you said he lives close by, right? So what's the excuse? But I also feel like there's this hesitancy to get involved. And I almost want to say he love bombed you in a lot of ways. Like, you know, I come on really strong and, you know, oh, we like the same things. We want to do the same things. And then when it comes down to it, they don't really want to meet. They don't really want to take it any further. But I don't want you to take that personally because I think it says more about him than you. Does that make sense or no?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, it does. It does.
Okay. Okay. No, because I was telling people, you can tell me I'm not. And I know it sucks, though, right? Because it's like, I feel like you're at this point where you're ready. I'm kind of ready for this. I would like to find somebody that I can do things with.
Yeah. But, and you're 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I don't feel like it's a good fit in some ways. And give him time. Give him time. Don't chase him. Let him come to you because I think that's a better way to approach it. But now you said he blocked you on the app.
I don't know. He no longer has his dating profile on there. So I don't know if he blocked me, he deleted it. I don't know.
Okay.
Is he mad that you didn't take him on the cruise with you, maybe?
I asked if he wanted to go. He said, maybe he thought I went with somebody else on the cruise. I asked him. He said, you want to go? You can go. But maybe he thought I went with somebody else.
You should have called me, Andrea. I would have went.
Okay, let's go.
One of us would have gone. That's funny. But, yeah, I don't want to see you stressing a lot about this, though. Because I don't think you've heard the last of him. I think you will hear from him again. I think he got sidetracked. And I almost want to say... okay, well, don't get mad at me.
No,
I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger. No, but it almost feels like, you know, he went online to kind of test things out to see, you know, let me test this out. Let me see. And I think for him it felt like too much work. Now, you know him better than you were talking to him. You probably know him better than I do. But the feeling I get from him is – I just pick up this energy of, like, it's too much work. It's too much work. What was your impression of him?
I don't know. I mean, our conversation was great. You know, unfortunately, we could only text because he had to go back to work. And he said, I'll call you tomorrow because he had to do some overtime at work. And then that was that. But I sent him pictures and videos from the trip saying, I'm really here by myself. It's not like I've got somebody else with me. And maybe you thought I was with somebody else, but I'm like, no, I'm really about myself. And I called and texted when I got home. But when I call from an unknown number, it just rings and rings and rings. And I call from my number, it rings the voicemail. So, there you go.
But I think that's kind of his way of putting some space between you guys right now. And I would allow that. Allow him to have that space, right? Because you don't want to chase somebody that's not so sure if they want to be a part of your life. You don't deserve
silence
that.
Is golden.
You deserve somebody that wants to be there. Yeah.
Right.
Silence is golden.
Wants to be a part. You what?
Yep.
Silence is golden.
Well, yeah, and like they always say, no answer is an answer sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
I like no news is good news. I like no news is good news in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel that he will actually come. You know, he'll eventually pop his head up, but you know, by that time, you know.
Well, by then it'll be almost too late for him, right? Because you're going to be like, "Sorry, I've already moved on."
Yeah, so sorry, so sad, too sad.
Right, right. His loss, not yours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Well, folks, before
and
we started,
and I think living so close, we may bump into him too.
Right. Well, if he's so close to home.
I just want
Michelle, I wanted to mention that before we get on the air that you were going to offer a lucky caller tonight a free half-hour reading at the end of the show. We were going to pick one of the callers. So Andrea,
yeah,
thank
I can hear
you
your
so
conversation.
Much.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, Andrea, great. Thanks for calling, and we'll hopefully you get picked. And if you do, you'll get a call from us tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and come on back.
You're welcome.
Now you're here. And, oh, wait,
I will.
Don't forget, Don't forget, you guys can reach out to Michelle at healingmedium1@gmail.com, or you could call her 860-834-3559 for a reading. And you could also pick up her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, and it's available everywhere, online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get a good book, right?
Awesome.
Yeah, and you can also now go to my website, Michelle Palmieri at WordPress.
Very good. We got that to add to the list.
So,
excellent.
Yeah. I'll send the exact address to you, though, but yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Andrea, thank you so much. Are you good?
Thank you. Yes, perfect.
All right. Take care. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks so
you
much
too.
For calling. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I promised I'd go and try to go in the order that they were received, and I've got the next one. Where is that one
okay.
from? This is a 760 area code, and I can't keep track of the rest. I'll do my best to get to how they came in, okay? Well, because I spoke
okay.
to two people, so actually three, so I know who's next after this, actually. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what we got on the line. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Hi.
What's your name? You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's up?
Oh, thank you. My name's Lori, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Marie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California in the house. Okay. Well, Marie, welcome to the show, and you're on with Michelle. How do you guys want to go about this tonight?
Well, I'd like just to see if she could pick up anything in mediumship or any just general.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that. I love when I can kind of speak freely at first and give you what I'm getting around you and then kind of narrow it down. So I love that. I wanted to ask you, Marie, and again, I always tell people, you don't need to tell me, but it's more of a question for you to ask yourself. Where can you do things differently? And I keep feeling would I be accurate in saying a major change recently? You could say no. You could say no if not, but I'm picking up something that's been like it feels like a major change or a shift. Could be in like the way of thinking or the way you've been looking at something.
A little lighter in thinking, I think.
More in the way you're thinking.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And again, I get my information in a variety of different ways. So it's sight, sound, taste, smell, energy, and I'm trying to interpret it and give it to you in the best way that I know how. Also, hon, your mother has passed?
Yes.
Mom has passed? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask why Mom talks about the month of April?
April. I put flowers on her grave 1 year in April because I don't live in the state
okay.
where she can be. Yeah. I was in April's
okay.
my favorite Easter and like yeah I like April.
Okay, and so is that why she's kind of excited about spring coming? Are you going back in April?
I have no plans to. No.
Okay. And she talks about you have three sisters, three siblings. She talks about the three of you. So
three.
Me, that's three children.
Well,
so is it you and
me and two boys.
You and two boys. So there's three of you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But she talks about the three of you. And so she talks about quite a bit of distance between you and your brother.
Yes.
I want to say you're closer to one than the other.
My brother? I'm not close to my brother.
Okay. It feels like there's quite a bit of distance, and it doesn't feel like just physical distance. It feels like emotional distance. Sorry.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
Yes.
And also she talks about him having a lot of anger. He has a lot of anger towards a family situation. And I know it's hard. You know, we're doing this short and quick, so I don't want to delve too deeply into that. I want to...
He's just an angry person. He was very...
He's just an angry
yeah.
person. And sometimes people just are. But you know, he's been carrying this with him, and your mom worries about that because your mom doesn't like to see him carrying all this anger with him in his life. You know, she keeps saying,
Well, what happened was there was a farm involved in it, and he took my side. He took everything. So, yeah, there was that too. But he was that way for a very long time before that, too. Dominant.
But your mom.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. But your mom, I just want to tell you that your mom says that she loves you very much, though, and she understands, you know, with the way things happened, it wasn't the way she wanted it to.
I know that. That's so true.
I keep hearing, like,
Griddle?
Do you recognize that? No?
What, she's saying griddle, or?
I think she's saying griddle.
Griddle.
So,
I
you
knew
have to understand when they speak,
griddle.
It sounds, what was that?
I knew a white German Shepherd that my friend had that passed over, and both of them, but, I mean, the dog's name was Griddle. Greta.
Greta.
Griddle.
Okay.
Greta?
So is it possible? You have to, again, what I was trying to explain was that when they speak, a lot of times it will sound like they're underwater or talking on a stacky radio or walkie-talkie. So, Greta's pretty close.
Greta, Griddle. Griddle might be something associated back east with the farm. Might be something back there. I'm just not picking up.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Maybe later it'll come to you.
Yeah, but I think it really has to do with the dog. I think it's the way I'm hearing it, and I really think, because Greta, I mean, that's pretty close to Griddle. okay. But also, hon, I keep hearing for you that the spring is going to be a time of renewal. So I feel like you're at this point in your life, or I want to say this year, where I've kind of had enough, and it's time for things to change and time for me to have this burst of renewal, right? So
yeah.
What are your plans for the spring? You have plans for all of this.
Oh, I just want to relax more and be happier and get moving. I want to be a caretaker. I mean, I'm getting older myself, but I'm just going to try harder to be an in-home caretaker.
But your mom thinks it's very important that you follow through.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, my friends, they say yes, and then they say no. It's like, yeah. But, yeah, anyway.
And so that's why she's telling you, make sure you follow through for you, not for everybody else.
That's true. Right.
Don't get distracted.
Right.
Does you want to ask
sounds
anything
like
else?
A plan.
Well, I'm going to, I felt her around me. I know when she says it didn't want it to be that way, because she had talked to me when I was a child. I remember that the way the wheel was supposed to run, but it didn't run the way. I mean, my dad didn't make it out that way, but my brother took it. So, I'm kind of got in shock because I'm going to be honest with you. I just found out that my brother did pass over.
Mm.
And I don't know of what. But it doesn't really change me too much. I just wonder, you know, it's upsetting. You know the feeling. It's like different.
Right. Well, because he passed away, and there was this big gap between you guys, this big rift, right?
Yeah.
And his mother is saying his anger is what killed him.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, heart attack, something like that.
Yeah,
it feels like it was quick.
That's what I was thinking, a heart attack, because he had one before.
Hmm.
I don't.
Okay. It just feels very quick. Heart attack, quick.
I don't know. I'm going to see if I could get a hold of somebody that would, like, one of my old friends back east. I really...
But that might know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't... I mean, it's the fact... I mean, there's... I'll just say it. It's a shock to me in a way, yes. I'm kind of in... But I kind of felt it. But, I mean, I hadn't talked to him since a long, long time. But it's just the way that's so, like, yesterday when I was there and how, you know, the things over the will and everything like that, it's very hard. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was just yesterday?
It feels like just yesterday. Mm. It's been... I mean, it's a while, but
I guess hearing the loss of his death brought this all up again, got you all, you know.
Well, actually, I don't want to take up all your time, and I'm sorry, but I just felt my mother, and I was so sad for her about 2 days ago, And one lady I did call, and she did a card, and I just felt like that means he might be gone. And I looked at on the phone. Yeah, I found his obituary, and I didn't know it. And it was 2 years.
Right.
And it's just, to me, it feels unsettled with that property and everything. I mean, because, I mean, me and him weren't. We were close, but we weren't close. And I don't know, on the other side. You know what I mean? I hope he's...
Yeah. But you have to understand, right? So now he's on the other side. He's gone through all of this in his mind. He understands. He sees things in a very different way. He can't change what happened here, right? So if you can find a way to not necessarily condone what he did, but to forgive what happened... Because that, if you hold on to that, it's gonna make you sick too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I know.
Was it right? No, it wasn't. It wasn't right.
It.
What happened? And Mom even said it. But you need to find a way to forgive and you know, move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, maybe you'll win the half hour reading, and we can delve into this a little bit. That would be really good.
That would be wonderful. I thank you.
All right.
We'll make sure you're entered in.
Yes, we got you down, Marie. We got you, Marie,
but
okay?
I'm sorry, my name's Lori.
Lori. Oh, I am so sorry. I did not hear you.
No, Lori. A lot of people say Marie because I don't speak up right.
No, I'm deaf. Don't worry.
You're
it's
fine.
Lori
You're
from
fine.
California, and I got your number, and... You thank you so much for calling, and I agree with Michelle.
Right,
let it go. You're only going to make yourself down in the dumps and get sick.
You were my mom. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, take
Can
care.
I...
Have a good night.
You're welcome, hon.
All right, bye bye, Lori. Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. All
bye-bye.
Right. This is a very odd number, so I don't know if I'm
okay.
Okay. Hold on, I think it's this. Came up as all ones. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Oh,
what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm in New York. That's weird that it came up all as ones.
Yeah, no, I think, is it a 518 number?
Yes.
Okay, because originally it came up as all ones and now it's a 518 number. So very
odd.
Well,
that means you're on the right path. You need the right call then.
Right.
Yeah. How are you ladies tonight?
Good. What's your name?
Marie.
Ah!
Yeah, I know. Ironic, isn't it?
See? I knew there was a Marie somewhere. I'm only kidding. Go ahead. Marie, welcome. And,
oh, that's funny.
And
thank you.
This is Michelle. Michelle Marie.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
So, I'm good. How are you?
How can I help you?
Well, I do have, like, I do have a question or two, but I would like to kind of just see maybe on the mediumship side or whatever you're picking up, and then maybe if you touch on something or whatever, we can go into it a little bit.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Thank you.
All right. I get a strong male presence around you. Is this your husband who passed?
No. I don't know who it would be, to be honest with
that's,
you.
That's okay. But no, let me work this out. He came right through. Very strong male. Okay. Is Peter?
Who?
Peter?
I don't know.
You don't know. That's okay. Let me keep going because a lot of times it comes through and I have to figure this out and then you have to, on your end, you might have to do a little research, but
sure.
I'm getting a strong male energy around you.
Okay.
He feels very protective of you.
Okay.
He says he's watched you from afar. So let me ask you this. Did somebody you know pass very young? Maybe somebody that you knew when you were younger?
When you say very young, what do you mean? There is someone I can think of, but I don't know when you say
okay.
very young, like.
Well, I want to say like in maybe in their 30s, 20s, 30s.
I would say maybe their 30s or late. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's like they keep saying they watched you from afar. So
that, okay,
like
I think.
Young. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know
that's
who
okay.
it was, and he was protective. He was my best friend.
Yeah, and just like very, very, you know, like looking out for you, making sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to the point where it would drive you crazy.
And we had a couple songs that, and every now and then, like when they come on and I'm driving, I'm like, okay, I know you're here.
Yeah, yeah. But when he was here, when he was so protective of you, did it kind of drive you crazy sometimes? Because that's what he's saying. I know I was a little bit much sometimes.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
What does he mean when he says he was a little much? What does he mean when he says that?
I don't know, because his personality was large, but sometimes just
okay,
joking, maybe.
That could be what he means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
And mm-hmm. that could be just what he means. Yep. I was a little much. I was, you know, boisterous. I had a big personality. Okay.
He was never too much. He was amazing.
Okay. I just love that, the way he does have a big personality, just so you know.
Yeah, he does.
To feel that,
he did.
The way he comes through. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, hon, you lost your mom?
No.
Hannah?
Who's Hannah?
Hannah? Nana?
My mom's name is Anne or Anna Marie, but she's here.
Anna.
She's here.
Anna Marie, that's okay, but somebody's acknowledging her then. Anna Marie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be her mother who passed.
My grandma. Yeah, she was very young, yeah.
Yeah, but she's saying Anna Marie. Okay, so Anna Marie's your mother, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She refers to the month of June for her?
June?
Birthday mm-hmm. month of passing?
No. I don't remember when my grandmother passed. I was young.
Okay.
I don't
that's
remember
okay.
exactly.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. That could be something you check later, but she talks about the month of June.
I'll ask my mom.
Okay. Yep. All right. But she also talks about 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. She had a large family, but she talks about the seven. Is it seven grandchildren?
Well, here's the thing. Oh, wait. How many of us?
Okay, go ahead.
No, there were only three of us. There were only three of us grandkids. Great grandkids, she would have seven if she was still here, but she didn't meet any of them.
Okay, so it's the great grandchildren then, because she's talking about the seven. So she's talking about great grandchildren.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. But you know that makes her very proud. She's very proud of that there were so many to carry on, right? She loves the fact that there's all of these children. She says it makes her very proud. Your mother,
mm-hmm.
she talks about your mother. What is she? Okay. Sometimes I wish you guys could see, because you can't see what I'm doing with my hands. And it's like, oh, she's doing this. She's touching like the side of her face with your mom. So the
mm-hmm.
right side, something with the right side for your mom.
Don't know.
Well, it may not be. It may not be. It's just something on the right side. So if she has trouble on the right side, like a weakness, her arm, or
a pain, or anything.
Something
no.
on the right side. You can
nothing
ask her?
That I can think of. I'll ask her, yeah. Nothing that I
can
think of.
You can ask her because it seems like Grandma's concerned about her. Something about the right side.
Okay.
I'm going to say the arm because you can't see what I'm doing, but something about like the arm and the shoulder feels like painful, almost like she can't lift it sometimes.
I'll ask her.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. And then you got to let me know. I always love to know.
Right.
Okay. And then I want to give you a chance to ask a couple questions if you want.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to know about a gentleman.
Sure.
I mean, not just any gentleman, a specific gentleman.
Specific. What is his name?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, no,
yes.
I hit my hand.
Oh, okay.
Jeff.
And so this is not your husband?
No, I'm not married.
No. Okay.
I wouldn't be asking about another guy.
No. I just meant, like, you're not married to this gentleman.
No.
Okay. Jeff. Okay. So, do you work with Jeff? I get there's this connection outside. It feels like a work connection.
No.
Why do I keep hearing the word like work around him? Like a lot of work.
Oh, he's a hard worker. He always has.
Okay.
Very hard worker.
Okay. Can I just get like a lot of work. Okay. Well, what is it that he does?
He works for the state.
Okay. Is he there? Is that why we're whispering?
No, I'm not whispering. No, my voice, I was at a fundraiser yesterday with a lot of music, so my voice kind of keeps going in and out.
Okay.
It was a good fundraiser.
Like when they ask a question, you kind of get quiet. So I'm like, oh, somebody must be there. Okay.
No.
No. Okay. So I just get in and out. I'm just going to say it. I keep getting like in and out from him. So I feel like he's not consistent. I get like
okay.
There's a lot of confusion over where you stand with him. I get like he's inconsistent. He's one minute he's like, let's do this. And the other minute it's kind of like I'm pulling away a little.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
What I was going to say
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay, he's an ex. And it was a back and forth thing for a long time after, you know, we had lived together and then it was crazy. And I'm not looking to have him back in my life as in a relationship form. I would like him to be, I would like us to be friends, sincere friends where we could go and hang out. But there was a lot of water under the bridge, if I said that expression right. And I've reached out to him over time, but then, you know, things would happen and it would end up hostile again. And I tried to step away, you know, because I'm a very persistent, if I want something, regardless, whether it's with a person or I want something, whatever, I'm a very, very persistent person. So that's just my nature. And I kind of stepped back. I sent him one last email and wished him well and for the millionth time. But this time I really, you know, and I just wonder if he will reach out. You know, I stepped back. Will he reach out and say, hey, you know what? I've been thinking. I just wanted to see how you were.
I think he will, but I also think you need to keep in mind why you stepped away in the first place, right? All the back and forth and the back and forth. I think it's difficult for you to be just his friend. I think when you try to be just his friend, I think there's always that feeling in the back of your mind or in your heart that you still want something a little bit more.
I know. I'm over that now. It was very hard for me, but now I'm very over that. And he's a good guy to his friends. He's a lot of fun. And he's a smart guy. He's, you know, just a good guy. Maybe not to me, but I deserve some of that. But I would like to genuinely just be a friend. I'm over anything else, everything else. I don't want anything more.
But the way I would look at that is that, you know, you have no ill will towards him and you are friends. You just, you know, I know you're thinking you want to be friends in the context of hanging out and doing things together, being able to talk on the phone, but maybe you need to be just friends and leave it alone, right? I'm friends. I don't hate you. I wish you well. I, you know, what we had was great, but I need to just leave it be.
But I want to go do things with him. I mean, he's a fun guy. Like, you know, like on a whim, he could say, hey, let's go do this. And it's good because he has no kids. He is not married. I don't have no kids. I'm not married. So just sometimes you like that person who's fun, who wants to say, hey, let's go do this on a whim. And that's my personality too. I would in a minute jump, you know, if somebody said, let's go do this and it sounded fun, and be like, yeah, sure, let's go, whoever it is.
Right.
So that's right. What I like about his personality. You know, he's just fun.
Yeah, but you also have to remember too, Marie, that, you know, some people who have been intimate and together for some time, they can't be just friends. It's hard. You know, maybe he can't be just a friend.
I think we're both past the point of that. I think we're both past the point of that, like wanting more. I mean, I know he doesn't want more with me. I don't want more with him, you know, but I would like him to be able to say, okay, I forgive all the BS and me. I forgive all the BS. Hey, let's just go, not all the time, but hey, let's get together. Let's go have a drink. Hey, let's, I don't know, whatever. Just once, or just a phone call. Hey, how's it going? Good. How you doing? Just simple, nothing, you know.
Yeah, I just see that being difficult. I keep seeing it being very difficult.
Because I don't see him reaching out to me.
Oh, I think he's going to reach out to you, but I think you need to have in your mind how you want this to be. I don't think it's healthy for you.
I'm looking for someone. I want someone in my life, but I know he's not the one. As far as the relationship goes.
Right. But I would hate to see you fill up your time with somebody who's not meant for you and then you miss out on the person who is meant for you. Because I think there's somebody out there for you.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great. But there are certain people, I feel, there are certain people you know and you can look back and say, geez, I should have never dated this person. They would have been a best type of friend for life. And, you know, thinking back, I'm like, wow,
sometimes
he would have been a great friend.
Sometimes you can't mix the two, you know.
Well, lesson learned. I mean, he was a good boyfriend, you know, but no, I see in hindsight now, he would have just made a great friend for life. And that's what I'd like out of him.
Yeah.
Well, you always have those memories of that good friendship, you know. You can always go off of that.
Well, that's what I'd like to get back to, is a friendship with him. Just a sincere friendship. That's what I'm saying. I can look back, at the good and the bad, but I'd like to put that behind us and say, you know what? I have a great friend in him.
I mean, you can reach out to him certainly and try and have that conversation with him. I still think it's going to be very difficult for both of you.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm beyond that point. And I'd love him to find a great girl. And he'd like me to find a great guy, so.
Sounds like you guys are friends, right?
Well, we haven't talked in a while because of the hostility. That's why I wonder if there will be a point where we, you know, the hostility will go and we can say, okay, you know what, we're both beyond this. Let's hang out sometime.
Maybe someday, I guess. I mean, now that you say that there's hostility too, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd even want it, but that's me. You know?
Right, I understand.
There's a reason we walk away.
Right, I've seen people who are married and hated each other become great friends again. So I don't think that you always walk away from a person. You might change the situation and have a greater situation than you had in a different situation.
Right.
Not always, but I do feel that I see that. I've seen that. Like, very, my parents, for example, you know, both divorced from one another, one divorced again, and now all four parents, you know, step-parents and my two parents are best of friends. They hang out, they go camping, they this, they that. So
yeah.
I see it. They realize they were not good for each other.
But don't you think, though, it probably took a lot of time? It takes time to get through that.
Yeah.
You have to go through a process and work through things. It's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, right. And it's been a while since I've talked to him. It's been a while since I even tried to reach out to him. I said, okay, I'm going to step back. I'm going to leave this alone. I said my final piece, wishing him well and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll leave it up to him to reach out. And I guess I just want to know if he will.
I think there will be a time when he will, but I think it's going to be a while.
Okay. Well,
I think,
that's
like
fair.
You said, some hostilities, things have to calm down. Things have to, you know, he has to process some stuff, you have to process some stuff, and then, you know, I think you will talk to each other at some point.
All right. No, that's
hopefully
fair enough.
Hopefully you guys can work it out.
Yeah, I really would like a friend in him. And he needs somebody to watch over him. So
yeah.
I'm a pain in the butt
okay.
who would keep up, make sure he's doing okay. That's my nature. I'm just a pain in the butt.
I'm sure you'd
okay.
be a very good friend. So.
Yeah.
I would
right,
be a
then.
Very good friend to him.
Well,
all right, thank you.
Yes,
so,
good luck, Marie.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
and don't
luck,
forget,
hun.
you could always reach Michelle at healingmedium1@gmail.com. Her phone
okay.
number is 860-834-3559. And it's Michelle Palmieri at WordPress.com, her website. So go check her
great.
Out. And she's got a book,
okay.
her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, all available everywhere. So thank you so
excellent.
Much for calling in.
Thank
you. Have a great
are you adding
night.
My name to the drawing?
Yes, of course. Everybody's adding
you
to
are.
The drawing.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I would love
okay,
a
okay, Marie. Thank
reading.
You so much.
Thank
take
you.
Take care.
God
appreciate
bless.
You calling. Have a good night.
Thank
you,
you
too. Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. All right, folks. This person's been holding for almost 40 minutes. We got to get them on the phone.
Wow.
Hold on 1 second.
We have a
I know.
Okay.
I know. I know. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? And you're on with Michelle Palmieri. You have a question or you just want to see what Michelle has for you? This is 8953 is the last four digits.
Oh. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Joanne. How
hi.
Are you?
Who's,
this is Bonnie
this?
From Connecticut.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
Hi.
How are you, Bonnie?
How you doing,
good.
Honey?
How are you both?
We're good.
We're doing good, yeah.
Well, you
that's
sound
good.
Good. You sound good, Bonnie.
Thanks. I had a good sleep last night.
Oh, I'm sorry the dog is barking. 1 second.
Hi, Nico.
That never hurts. That never hurts, Bonnie. A good
so
night's
sorry.
Sleep. That's okay.
Right.
It never hurts, Bonnie, to get a good night's sleep, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, you definitely sound a little more perkier than you normally do when you call in. I will say that.
Well, that's good.
So I'm hoping you're doing
all
well.
Right.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. That's right. Yeah.
Great. Well, we're just waiting
so,
for Michelle
Bonnie,
to get
what
back.
Can I help you with?
There she
oh,
is. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm back. I just... He calmed, Nico calmed down. He heard your voice, Bonnie, I
that's
swear.
That's right. That's right. Little Nico.
So, Bonnie, how can I help you tonight? Did you want me to just tell you what I'm getting or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So I you know, and you can tell me again, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like the last 3 days have been really kind of rough for you. I know you said you slept well last night, but I feel like there's been, has there been news lately? Have you gotten some news in the past couple of days? I feel like there's been a shift.
No, my older son was in the ER, but he's fine now.
He's
but,
fine, okay.
Yeah, just the
okay.
same old stuff
but,
going on.
Okay. So when I hear like news, so how you found out about that, or did you get called right away?
No, I got it through Facebook. She posted it on
okay,
Facebook.
Okay, so that's mm. the kind of the thing I was feeling, like news, a shift. And, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you know, honey, you have to stop blaming yourself and taking this on. I feel like you're continuing to keep saying, like, what can I do? What can I do? And you have to realize that he's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making his own decisions. And we could talk a little bit more off the phone later, because mm-hmm. I don't want to get into too much on the radio, so to mm-hmm. speak. But I feel like you need to set a boundary with him at this point of, you know, this all has got to stop. This mm-hmm. nonsense has got to stop. All right. Bring it in. Why am I hearing bring it in? Bring it in. What do you have to bring in?
Hmm.
Bring it in. Somebody. Mm-hmm. I feel this is your mom.
Oh. Oh.
I'm laughing because your mom is funny. But like, what do you have outside that you have to bring in? She's like, you need to bring it in.
Oh geez. I hope it's nothing important. I don't know.
I hope not either, but she's like, bring it in. Well, and I'm wondering, is it something that because of the cold you have to bring in the house?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, geez.
Oh, Bonnie, you just made me laugh so hard.
I love Bonnie.
Oh, my God, I hope it's nothing important.
I left my fish out this year. I hope it's not that.
Well, you could have fish sticks.
Fish?
You could have fish sticks and French fries.
Yeah, really? Oh, God.
Can you leave them outside? You have a pond, so you can leave them
outside? Yeah, I
have
the pond. Last year, I brought them in the house, left them downstairs. It was taking care of them. This year, I said, to hell with them. I'm leaving them out.
I think that's what you need to bring in. I think your pond might be frozen.
She said it was cold and to bring it in. Okay.
Oh my God.
Your mom knows. Your mom knows everything. She's funny. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm not doing that this year.
Bonnie, you're too funny. Oh.
But I love the fact that mom knows.
Yep.
She hated fish.
Bonnie, you got to let us know what happened to your fish, okay? You got to let us know.
Absolutely. All right, so
know.
Bonnie, also why is she saying October?
October is my birthday and our anniversary.
Oh, okay, because she's about October. Okay. Is this a big one coming up for you?
It'll be 51.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's talking about that. So not only is it your birthday, it's also your anniversary. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And also, when she's talking about the blanket. So you have the blanket on now?
Yeah, I have a blanket on.
Is this her blanket?
No, hers is in the closet.
Okay.
Bring it in.
What's special about this blanket, though?
It has a Siamese cat on it. That's about it.
Okay. Is that meaningful to her? Because she's something about the blanket that you have on.
Hmm.
She wanted to bring the blanket in.
Oh, jeez.
You don't know. Okay, so Bonnie, how about if you ask me a question?
Yeah.
Something you want to know.
I notice Greg's getting a little worse. My husband.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I know that's really hard for you. I know we've talked about that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I just keep hearing that you know, and this is your mom saying this, that you're very strong and that you're doing all the right things and that it's okay for you to you know, sometimes let people know that you need a little help with everything that's going on,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're not alone. Even though you feel like you are sometimes, you're not alone. And Can I ask you, when she says three, as in like a timeline, Is she talking about 3 weeks? What's his, like, next appointment?
It's about 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay, okay. Because she's, okay. Because she's saying there's some answers. There's some answers that you're going to have. But I feel hopeful. I feel hopeful. She's saying, you know, you need to focus on the positive right now,
mm-hmm.
and focus on that appointment, because she says you're going to get some answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
and
good.
I'm going to message you after, because I just want to know how your son is.
Yeah.
And we could talk about that. But did you want to ask me anything else, hon?
No, that sounds good. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, Bonnie, thank you so very much for calling to get in again. I always love when you call in. You are so cute.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, and don't forget to bring it in. I got to know about the fish. Please let us know about the fish.
I'm not bringing those darn things in again.
We have to know about the fish.
They were fine this afternoon.
Oh, okay. So they made it through the weekend. So if they didn't make it through the weekend, then you got to bring them in. Oh my God, Bonnie, thank you so much for calling. Have a good night, and you take
you
it easy.
Too.
We'll see you soon, okay?
All righty, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, Bonnie, too funny. Okay, it's getting late.
Yes.
We got two more calls. You want to take two more calls, and that's it?
Sure.
Let's see if we can get through this one quickly, and then we can take one more, because I know, work tomorrow and all that. So, all right, let's get them on the phone. All right, let's see. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name, and where are you calling from? This is an 860 number ending in 1062 that I
did. Oh, okay. Yep, that's me. Hi, Michelle. It's Marianne Wilson-Fryer. How are you?
Hi, Marianne.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
You made it in again, huh?
I made it in.
Yeah, I know you were holding yesterday, and we unfortunately had to cancel last night.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
And then I was on hold tonight and got disconnected somehow, called back, but that's
Oh, I didn't disconnect you. Wasn't me.
That's okay. It was a bad connection before, but it's much better now.
Good.
Oh. Okay, good.
Are there any messages from Paul for me? I mean, you know that I sold this car, which was really hard for me to do.
Yeah. But he's like, it was more of a relief, though, more than you thought. You feel more relieved than you thought you would.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And again, he's not upset about this. He felt like it was kind of holding you back. And it's a healing process, right? Just in some way, it's showing that you're healing. You're not necessarily having to hold on to every little thing, right? And it's not that you're getting rid of him, because I know this is more than probably a lot of people, that you have, am I echoing?
Yeah,
Marianne,
do you have us on speaker, or do you have your computer on or something that we...
I have you on speaker, hang on.
That might be the problem.
Okay, because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
There we go.
Me too, honey, me too.
I don't like listening to myself.
No,
is
me
that
too. Yes, much better. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you. But again, it's like, I think this is showing that you're healing, right? Because you're starting to realize that, you know what, he wouldn't want these things to hold you down. And I think that's the important thing is every time he comes through, he's always saying, I don't want that to hold you back. I don't want you to do this because it's holding you back. He is so for you moving forward and doing what's good for you, because he's not going anywhere. And I know you know this. Every time you see the rainbow, you know that he's there with you.
Yeah.
Also, though, he's talking about the plans you're making. Is this for the springtime?
I'm not making any plans.
He's talking about little girls' getaway. He's talking about a girls' getaway.
Don't have one planned.
You will be.
Okay. Now, and he's talking about going away. I want to. He talks about there's going to be three of you going somewhere. I don't know where you're going, but you're going somewhere. He says it's like a girl's getaway. Are you? Is there some kind, somebody getting married in the spring?
No.
No? Okay. It,
no,
it feels like some kind of a celebration.
No.
Nobody that
well,
you know?
My nephew might be finally having an official wedding ceremony in the summer when his brother comes over from Australia. That's the only thing I can
think.
I mean, they had an unofficial ceremony. I mean, they're legally married, but they're probably going to have, like,
okay.
a, you know, an actual wedding with guests and things like that over the summer.
Okay. Mm. Because it feels, now, do you have to go away to go to this?
No, it would be here.
It would be here. Okay. So, there's something with, like, the girls going away and celebrating something.
I don't have that many friends. Okay. I can't imagine going away with two of them.
Oh, gosh, Marianne.
I don't. I really don't.
No. You're going somewhere, trust me.
Oh,
just
you
like
guys
Teresa
making
say,
me
I
laugh.
I go to Spain. And Teresa's going, no, I'm not going to Spain. I'm not. I don't know anybody in Spain. And then 2 weeks later, she calls me and says, guess where I'm going? I go, where? And she goes, I'm going to Spain. My niece is getting married, and she decided to get married in Spain. So,
oh, wow.
You're going somewhere.
No.
Okay.
Anyways. But also, hon, yeah. Is he saying grungy? Grungy?
No idea.
What's the nickname? A nickname for, is he talking about one of your stuffed animals?
What
is the nickname?
I have one named Scraggles.
Scraggles?
Yeah.
Scrungy, grungy. It's like
grungy sounds
grungy.
Awfully familiar.
Okay. It sounds like grungy to me.
Okay.
Grungy.
Isn't a bear stuffed animal brand Gundy or something?
I have a, I have a Gunt teddy bear. G-U-N-D.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
Okay. All right. So that's a brand of bears?
Yeah, that
could
be it.
Okay, the bears. But it feels like a nickname. Honestly, I have to go with that first instinct of it being like some kind of a nickname, something that you call grungy or like grungy bear, grumpy bear, grungy bear, grumpy bear.
Can't think of it.
That's okay. And you know, sometimes you have to write it down and just process and let it come to you.
Yeah, and in probably like a month it'll come to me and I'll be like, duh.
Believe me, you're not the first person that I've gotten messages from that's like, oh my God, remember you were saying this and I kept telling you no? And I'm like, yeah, I remember. Okay, but definitely the grungy bear, Marianne. And also he's telling me to make sure, to make sure you check the envelope.
Okay.
Did you take the envelope? Was there an envelope in the glove compartment?
I found an envelope in the glove compartment of my car that had a picture of us that I had never seen before.
And
but
that was that in the car?
There was nothing left in this car.
Except that picture.
I mean, there was
a
bag of music,
so that's
that was
the okay, but those are pictures you've never saw before. Okay.
Yeah, it was a picture I'd never seen before.
So he's acknowledging that then, the envelope.
Okay.
Sure, the envelope. Okay. And also the sunglasses?
Okay.
Where did you find those?
I mean, he has sunglasses that he wore on. I have the sunglasses that went on top of his glasses. He was buried with his glasses.
Okay. But you have the sunglasses.
I have the sunglasses, yeah.
Okay. All right.
They were, I don't know what to do with them because they were made specially for those glasses. So it's not like I can donate them or anything.
Well, I was going to say, he just said, can't you donate them? Like he wants someone to have them.
Okay.
someone to have them. He says someone to have them.
Okay.
But he was like that. He really wanted to help people that needed help.
He did.
Yeah. But he says that he loves you very much. And, hon, the cat, he talks about the cat. M? M?
I just lost Maggie back in March.
Maggie, okay.
That's the one that he woke you up that night and said meow.
Oh, that was Maggie? Yeah.
That
oh, my God,
yeah. That was Maggie.
That was the weirdest thing, Joanne. I was sleeping, and I woke up, and I knew it was him, and I heard him. He kind of just went meow, and I was like, what the heck? And so I messaged her. I think I waited till the next morning. I almost messaged her at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, Marianne, I don't know why your husband's meowing at me. at 2 in the morning. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and the cat had passed. So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, Marianne, did you want to ask anything? I wanted to
anything
sure
else, Marianne?
Ask something.
Yeah, real quick. There's this guy I'm kind of interested in that's been a friend for a long time, and he's been a widower now for about 14, 15 months. And I'm wondering if that's something I should, like, maybe pursue. You know, like, say, do you want to go to lunch or something? Or kind
Absolutely.
Of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I just heard tread lightly, though. Just go slow. Tread lightly.
Yeah.
'Cause it's your first time out of the gate, right, in a while.
It's my first time dating in over 30 years.
His too.
Wow. But Paul's fine with that.
Okay.
He's fine with that because he wants, again, he wants you to be happy. And that's why I didn't hesitate to say, yep, do it. Do it because he's fine. He's like, yes, she needs to do that. She needs to get out. And I know you. I don't think you're going to jump into anything quickly. Like, I think you'll take your time.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's a good thing for you, and I think it shows progress for you, too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank
You're
you, Marianne.
Honey.
Take care,
right,
okay? Thanks so much for calling in, Marianne.
You're welcome. I'm in for the drawing, right?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody
yes, you
is.
Are.
Awesome sauce.
All right. Take care, Marianne. Good luck. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Pardon me. One quickie. Here we go. 707
okay.
area code. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with psychic medium Michelle Palmieri. What's your name and where you're from? You have a question or you want Michelle to just read you?
Both.
and your name?
Valerie.
I'm sorry?
Valerie from California.
Valerie. Where are you calling from?
California.
California. All right. Go ahead, guys.
Valerie from California. Okay, Valerie.
Yeah, last
so
time
you want me to kind of...
The last with you, I was supposed to be working by November, but that didn't occur. And I think I know what the roadblock is. I'm not particularly interested in being jabbed for a job.
Jabbed for a job. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. And I can see where, you know, a lot of places, that's like the first question they ask you now, right, is have you had the vaccine? And that's such a personal choice for someone, right? And that's where your free will comes in. So it could be
right.
that an opportunity arose. And like you said, because you didn't want to do what needed to be done, it didn't work out that way. And that's okay because you stuck to your guns on how you want it to proceed. Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Valerie? What is the business you're in?
I'm in a specialized area in medical, healthcare.
In medical, okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I know and, that the hospitals, I wasn't particularly interested in working for a hospital. I was more so interested in maybe a clinic setting or a medical group or something private.
Right. I keep hearing about like more remote for you then, or something hybrid where you can have that option of, you know, just working from home and not having to worry about getting the jab, as you call it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
no,
maybe
this
looking
is
in a different direction.
Yeah, because this is hands-on. This is working directly with people.
With people, yeah. And unfortunately, we have to, you know, kind of go by the, I don't want to say the rules, but we kind of have to, you know, do.
Well, supposedly they've done
procedures.
Right. Well, supposedly last year they did away with the requirements, but they're still asking for it, although it's been rescinded.
Oh.
Mm. So but it's healthcare. It's healthcare, though. Maybe that's why, because you're involved.
Yeah, I know.
With people
I know,
who are
like
sick.
With healthcare, we have to. Where I work, I know I have to. They don't necessarily make you get the new one, but they want to make sure that you've had the base, you know, the base vaccine and the booster. So.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
so
are you able to get? I was going to ask, are you able to get an exemption?
I probably could get an exemption. I'm pretty sure I probably could.
Yeah. Because then they can't really. Well, I feel like you have to change your direction a little bit. If you're not willing to do certain things, then you have to be realistic about where you're looking to work. If you're looking to work in the medical field, you're either going to have your exemption or you're going to have to, you know, go through and follow their procedure. And if not, then you might have to change your mind and direction of where you want to work.
Okay. So psychically, just I'll let you just go. I'll keep my mouth shut and listen to what you have to say about
okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you, Molly. Have a good night.
Oh no! I wanted to hear her.
I thought you said okay. That's good. That's all I want to know.
No! I want to hear what all she's picking up from me.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, but I think that's hard for you, Valerie, right? Because it's hard for you to come to that conclusion, and I feel like you have this, you know, it should be this way or it should be that way, and I think it's really hard for you to come to that conclusion of, okay, I might have to change what I want to do or I might have to change my view on something. And that's not right or wrong. That's just who you are, because you hold things very close to your heart and you're very, you value things, right? You value your beliefs. Okay. I have to ask you about the gentleman.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we see a man with some money?
Nah.
A man with some money. Well, I see a gentleman coming in your life. You know, if you're looking for specific money, I feel like this really great guy. But I feel like there's this really great guy that's coming into your life, and I feel like he wants to Wow. Okay. Older gentleman, do you meet him at church?
No, I don't attend church.
You don't attend church. That's okay.
No.
He feels very, this person coming into your life feels very spiritual to me, though. So maybe not necessarily a specific church, but he feels very spiritual to me, because I feel the way he's going to look at things, he's going to look at you differently and treat you differently than some of the people that you've been seeing lately or that you've been introduced to.
Okay.
Are you open to someone who has some deep spiritual beliefs?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Yeah.
Did you get a time frame on that?
A time frame, yes. Well, I was feeling around February.
Oh.
So I think he's coming up soon. I think it's coming soon.
Okay. Anything else?
Can I ask? I'm sorry, wait, because I'm here. Is the dog snoring?
I hear something background, but I don't know where it's
coming
from.
Yeah, no, my poor dog hasn't seen me in weeks, so he's been fighting his way into the studio, unfortunately. This is the second night he's joined me.
I was just laughing because I'm thinking, what am I hearing in the background?
No, I'm not sleeping. I keep trying to turn it down so you can't hear him. I apologize. Go ahead, guys.
No, you're good.
I'm sorry.
It's so funny, but I was just laughing because I'm like, I think I hear something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
no, it's not me. I'm awake. I should be sleeping, but I'm awake. I'm kidding. No, I'm so sorry. Normally he's inside, and he hasn't seen me as much as he normally does, so he's been breaking into the studio. This is the second night he's been here, and thank God my last guest was dog friendly. He didn't mind one, so thank God. So yeah, we're not
snoring.
The dog is snoring.
Oh, I love that. But Valerie, just if I can just say, for you to just, you know, keep your options open in both areas, right? In the work area and in the man area. And you might have to be willing to bend a little bit one way or the other.
I'm willing to bend on certain things if it's, yeah, I'm willing to bend on some things. Correct.
Yeah. No.
The guy you're seeing in February, do you see how that meeting is coming about? And is he a long-term...
Well, that's why I was asking you if it was like something church-related or community-related, because it feels very, like, I like the word community because it feels like something community-based or something like you're working for volunteering or something like that. And it feels like that kind of thing because this person, he's not focused just on himself. He's focused on others as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice. And can you give me a hint of what he looks like?
Oh, well, I can tell you how I'm seeing him. That's okay. I'm seeing you and him sitting at a small table. And you're sitting and drinking, and he has a white shirt on, so he reminds me of like somebody who he dresses nicely, right? So he's got like a white button-down shirt on, and you guys are sitting like it almost looks like a balcony of some kind, and you're looking over, and just the conversation just feels like it's flowing, and like I said, he feels very spiritual to me, so he feels very in tune and connected. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good thing. It'll be a good fit.
Oh, beautiful. I can't wait for that. I've been waiting for that for a while.
Yeah.
Well, Valerie, you have to let us know. Let us know the next time Michelle's on if you meet
Absolutely.
This handsome young man, knight in shining armor on the balcony.
Beautiful.
And ask him if he has a brother.
Okay, the next time you're on, I'll listen up. That guy popped up.
You
thank
there?
You.
Okay,
yep.
Valerie, thank you so much. Okay, take care. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I love when they ask, can you tell me when and what he looks like?
I know, and it's... You know, I do my best, but it's hard sometimes to be precise
right.
because, again, a lot of it depends on circumstances and things I don't control.
Absolutely.
But,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, another fun evening. Thank you so much. I hope everybody enjoyed listening and the guys who called in.
Well,
thank you. I hope you enjoyed your readings. Everybody loves Michelle. So glad she comes back every month for us, especially after last night. Thank you, Michelle. So, again, everybody,
you guys are wonderful.
You can find Michelle at HealingMedium1, the number one, at gmail.com. You can call her for readings and set up an appointment at 860-834-3559. And now her new website, Michelle Palmieri at WordPress.com. You can get her there. And she's also on Facebook, and she does live readings. What do you do them now, Michelle, once a week or –
We're actually going to be doing them Friday night. I'll be doing live readings. So if they go to my Facebook page, the very first post, I have it pinned to the top, says comment read me. So if you're interested in a short free reading that night, you can just comment read me, and I will add you to the list. And
Excellent.
Then I will go live on Friday night and do the readings.
Wonderful. And again, her book is Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, available everywhere you get books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And how's the second book coming? I know you said last time. Was it last time? I know you said you were working on a second book.
Yeah. I'm a little bit spinning my wheels right now, but we're getting there.
I hear you.
And you know what's so funny is that every time I do a reading, I'll get somebody and like I'll be like, oh, my God, I have to put this in the book. This one's so good. I need to put this one in. So I keep adding, and what I need to do is just shut it down and be like, okay, this is this book, and start a third one.
Right, right. If no one tells you to stop, you're just going to continue.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so many great things happen that I want to share it all.
Right. And did you, are you on SeerSensitives.com yet?
So that actually is in the works. They weren't really up and running yet.
Oh.
They have to switch. I don't know how much I can say, but I know they have to switch platforms. But they're definitely in the works of getting that up and running. It's getting
excellent.
There.
Excellent. I got a little something for me before we go, or no? Should I not ask?
You?
Don't go crazy now.
Don't go crazy. I get some excitement for you coming up in the next month or so. I want to say this coming month. No, good excitement. Well, this is good excitement.
I'm going to say I can't take any more.
No, this is all good. and I feel like on some level things are going to calm down for you. And the health concerns, your health concerns? I know you had some for another person, but you
two,
had
yeah,
things for yourself.
Both. Me and a family member, yeah.
Yeah. But I get the palpitations. Is that you?
Oh, my God. I had them last night. That's crazy you say that.
Yeah, like this, I know you can't see me, but I'm like beating on my chest here. Like, oh, my God, like my heart just feels like it won't stop.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, Michelle.
But
wow.
But just take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. It's going to calm down.
Deep breaths. That's all we can do, right?
Deep breath. That's all you can do one day at a time. And you don't need to shoulder all the responsibility yourself.
I know.
Like, you don't need to shoulder it all yourself, honey. It's okay.
I'm trying.
She's using the word dole it out. I find that an interesting word.
Yep, dole it out.
Yep.
Well, you want to come back next month? We'll talk.
Sure, if you want to have me, I'll gladly come back.
Absolutely. You know I love having you on, So let's see. Do you want to pick the winner tonight, or you want me to close my eyes and spin it around?
Go ahead. Close your eyes and you pick.
All right. Let's see. Let me close my eyes and get the pen. Here
we go.
You're
going to
announce
it? Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, looks like Andrea in Virginia is our lucky winner.
Ooh, okay, Andrea.
All right. So we'll give Andrea a call after the show, and we'll let her know that you will be contacting her, and I will give you Andrea's information. Not here, obviously. I will send that to you, and you obviously will reach out to her when you can. So wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Andrea. And guys.
Andrea.
Yay. Michelle will be back again next month, so pay attention to our calendar, our website on the calendar, applauseradioshow.com, and also check Blog Talk Radio, I hate to even say it, and look for our shows that are coming up. So we are probably going to take it a little slow the next couple days or weeks, but Michelle will definitely be back. So promise you guys, I know you guys love when she's on, I love when she's on. I have a good time, and Bonnie, thank you. You made me laugh so hard tonight. We got to make sure Bonnie calls back. She'll bring those damn fish in. She's been having frozen fish.
Oh, I know. I'm going to ask her what happened to the fish.
I got to know. You got to let me know about the fish. I have to know.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Michelle Palmieri, thank you so much. Go to healingmedium1@gmail.com. Call her at 860-834-3559. Go to her website, michellepalmieri@wordpress.com. She's coming to seersensitives.com as soon as they're up and running. And her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. And go to her Facebook page, and you can get free readings there, too. How many psychics do you know that give away so many free readings? Not many. So thank you so very much, Michelle. You're too kind.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Listen, you have a great night. You have a great night,
okay,
great rest of the week. I'll send you the information for Andrea. I'll give her a call and let her know that she's our lucky winner. And you guys work that out, and we will see you real soon, Michelle.
Okay, good night.
Thanks. All right, everybody, Michelle Palmieri. Thanks, Michelle. Pardon me. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't have anything scheduled, guys. I'm sorry. I got a little too much going on right now. And if we do anything coming up, I mean, I have guests that I have to get on that I canceled. Well, not canceled. Need to reschedule from December. I have to see if they can swing the 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if I could do the shows at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're golden. So most of our guests are out in L.A., so to them, it's only 7 p.m., so hopefully we can make that work. I will reach out to them soon. It's just been crazy, so I'm dealing with what I can the way I can, and that's what I'm doing. So I love this song. I want to close. No, let's do something more upbeat. Let's do Sorry for the Snoring Tonight. Again, my little buddy here, my shadow, I haven't seen him in quite some time, and this is the second night he's broken in here, so, and he loves to sleep and snore, so that's how we go. All right. Since we had some confessions, I'll say confessions that we had tonight about looking for love and all that, let's close with this one from our friend that was on the show from the grassroots. Oh, my God. I can't think of his name. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Guys, I'm drawing a blank. It's late. Let me get this. What was his name? I know it's, I want to say it, but I'm going to say it wrong, and I know I will. Oh, Dennis Provisor. That's it. This Dennis Provisor from the Grassroots was on, and we're going to play this. And you guys have a great night, a great rest of the week, and we'll see you real soon. And Michelle will be back very soon, too. All right, take care. Thanks so much for listening, and congratulations again to Andrea in Virginia. We'll be calling you shortly. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.